Hello, I'm Mitra Johari, and welcome to Earwolf Presents, featuring an episode of our Urgent Care Bonus Care episodes. Each week, Earwolf Presents brings you a new episode from the Earwolf universe of podcasts, and today, you'll hear an episode of Bonus Care fresh from Stitcher Premium. This is our final season of bonus episodes for Urgent Care, and we have not held back on the research and integrity and science-based facts in our new Top 10 series. Enjoy this episode, and make sure you follow and watch all the stuff we've been working on. You can watch Three Busy Debras on Adult Swim and HBO Max. Season 2 is now out. And you can also check out Joel's millions of projects. He has a Netflix special called Psychosexual out on June 21st, an Apple Plus series that he's in called Loot on June 24th, and Fire Island movie on June 3rd. That is a big month for Joel. So check it all out and please enjoy this episode of Bonus Care XOXO Gossip Girl. This is Urgent Care.
Urgent Care.
Urgent Care is the place you go when you don't have any other options.
Urgent Care.
I see a lot of myself in this collar.
Yeah, same here. Welcome to the fourth episode.
Is it?
Of Bonus Care? Yeah, I think it was because we did top 10 girls, top 10 boys, top 10 body parts. And
did
now,
we do top 10 girls? I think we just discussed doing it. I think this is the third.
This is the third.
Okay. So, spoiler alert, we're going to do the girls.
We will get around to girls, maybe.
Yeah, we'll fucking see.
Yeah.
But chances are we won't be able to have that many more ideas. So.
Here we are back for another Bonus Care episode. I'm Joel Kim Booster. That's Mitra Johari. You know that already. You were paying for this. You didn't stumble on Bonus Care.
And if you did, maybe check out the main podcast first, babe.
Yeah, this is sort of, this is non-continuity, okay?
Yes. So for those of you who might be tuning in for the first time, we are doing a top 10 for every single Bonus Care episode. So we will be debuting a new top 10 list. This is all factual. We have surveyed millions of people. This is not just us saying this. So many people have contributed to this. A lot of blood, sweat, and tears went into these surveys. So, you know, unfortunately, none of this is up for debate.
No.
So,
We love to hear your feedback. Please email us at Mitra and Joel Mall Excursion 2019 at gmail.com.
Yes.
And we'll definitely get around to looking at that feedback. But for now, I think it's just really important that you sit back and listen.
And learn, for once.
Listen to women of color. For once. To BIPOC queens. How dare these people? Okay. Anyways, happy Thanksgiving, Mitra. I don't know when this comes out, but I want to put this sort of squarely, chronologically, in Thanksgiving time.
I think it's nice to give every single episode a time and place. So for those of you who, you know, if you're curious, which it doesn't really matter if you are, because we're going to tell you, we're doing this the day before Thanksgiving 2021. We're each sitting in front of our computers in our respective Los Angeles homes. At this moment in time, yeah, we're both living in Los Angeles.
And both of our hair is a little wet.
Your hair's wet too?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's hard to tell with boy hair.
And that's maybe another episode we'll do later, is exploring that phenomenon.
Oh, yeah. So science isn't talking enough about the difference between girl hair and boy hair when wet.
Mm-hmm. No, there's not a lot of grants being written because of that. Now, Mitra, what are you doing for the holidays generally?
So for me, nothing. I'm really not doing anything for the holidays. Wit did purchase a whole ham. So that is in our fridge. He waited in line for over an hour for it yesterday. And yeah, I don't really like ham. And we have this ham. So I'm really excited to see sort of where the ham takes us, what happens with the ham, how long we have the ham, how much of the ham Wit ends up eating alone. If I try the ham, I should probably try the ham. I know I'm not going to like the ham. So yeah, for me, this week is pretty much about the ham. The ham that awesome. Is taking up the most shelf space in the fridge right now. So yeah, that's how I plan to celebrate this very special week. And yourself?
I'm going with JM, my boyfriend, to his friend's Friendsgiving. And we were just told 2 days ago that the Thanksgiving is vegan and gluten-free. And that's a big bombshell to drop onto people who are neither of those things coming to Thanksgiving and who are planning on bringing dishes that were heavily dairy and gluten inspired. So,
and you're not allowed to even bring those?
No. And in fact, we received the email yesterday and it said, see this as a challenge. Why don't you challenge yourself?
No. Ew. I mean,
tap into your latent creativity.
Did it really say that? See this as a challenge?
Mm-hmm.
Could you not go?
We discussed it, but the thing is it's sort of like at this point, it's so late in the game to be like, oh, actually, we're not coming. It would be so rude. So we're going to go, but now we've made separate plans to then leave and go to another Thanksgiving for dessert / please save us a plate so we can eat real food.
Good. Okay. And if you're still hungry after that, I want to reiterate that we do have a whole ham.
Yeah. And see, here's the thing about you and me that sort of connects us forever as friends is that I also hate ham. So I'll be steering clear of your bullshit.
If JM likes ham, really, if you know, if there's anyone sort of in the California area who likes ham, we can and will
be.
She
got it.
I've got the ham
for you.
She's serving ham.
Serving ham the house down boots. Okay, let's jump in. We've got this. And Mitra, the top 10 this week is, of course, what people have been asking for months, years even, is the top 10 things that have happened to us.
Yes, and this is together, separate, just events that have happened to us. So we've each prepared some, and some will be a surprise, some we know, but we will each be contributing a few for the top 10 things that have happened to us.
Yeah.
Joel, would you like to start, or
no,
shall I?
No, I would like you to start.
Okay.
Ladies first.
Number 10, for me, top 10 thing that has happened to us is computers being invented.
Yeah, that was a huge one. I can't speak for you, but personally for me, computers being invented means that we could do the podcast.
Yes, thank you. Yes, that's exactly where I was going with this because, you know, if we, especially during the pandemic, mm-hmm. imagine doing this podcast with no computers.
And in fact, let's roll back the tape even further. Pre-pandemic, imagine trying to record a podcast, putting it out onto the internet without a computer.
Joel, and I want to pitch actually that I probably would not have a personality without a computer.
I'm trying to think.
If I had not been able to spend all of sixth grade on Neopets, I don't know where I would be today.
Well, and that brings up a really good point, Mitra, is that like the reason this is such a huge thing that happened to us is that we're not even talking about PCs. We're not talking about Macs. We're talking about things like Neopets. We're talking about phones. We're talking about watches. Watches can be computers.
And now...
So it's a pretty big deal for us and this podcast that computers happened. It would make it very difficult to make a podcast without computers happening. iPods, computers.
little ones. Yeah.
Yeah. Little tiny computers.
So we just want to give it up for computers being invented. So that's number 10.
That was a huge thing that happened to us.
To us specifically. I don't think anyone else was as impacted by computers being invented. Mm-hmm. Just putting it out there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, really huge. Are you Joel? Ready for number 9? Yeah.
I'm ready.
So the number 9 thing that happened to us, and this is, you know, not all these things are good. Some of these things are sad, but they still happen to us and are hugely impactful. Hugely impactful. And so I want everyone to keep that in mind, is that this isn't all rosy and good. Like, some of the things that happen to us are bad. And the number 9 one is really emblematic of that. And number 9, the number nine thing that happened to us is, sadly, RBG passing away. That happened to Mitra and I, and it was sad.
Yeah.
It was really sad, and it affected us.
Us specifically, yeah.
Us specifically.
I mean.
And our friendship.
I can't put on a collar without crying now.
No. I mean, not a day goes by, not a day goes by, barely an hour goes by that I don't think the words Ruth Conda forever. And that I would not be able to access that
if
had RBG not died.
Imagine our lives. That actually is a good, like, multiverse thing, is like, there's a universe where we don't get Ruth Conda forever.
No.
And there's a universe where we do. And I feel so lucky to live in the one with Ruth Conda forever.
Yeah. Imagine. Imagine not waking up, eyes popping open, sitting up in bed. Ruth Conda forever.
If my daughter doesn't, of her own volition, say Ruth Conda forever to me as her first words, back in the womb she goes.
Yeah, get back up there and think about what you've done before you're even born.
So that one's huge for us. Okay, yeah. So number eight for me, I said Joel's adoption.
Yeah, this was huge for us. This is really huge for us for a lot of reasons, I would say. I mean, number one is that it's like, okay, so it's not like I wouldn't have been born.
No.
We're not saying that. Do not put words in Mitra's mouth.
No. Saying what happened after that.
What happened after that is huge for both of us. Because someone said, I want a baby. I want it from Korea. Give me the options.
And I'm going to bring that. I'm going to bring that to the Midwest.
Yeah. And a lot of people don't know this, but the person whose idea it was to adopt me was Mitra's dad. He wrote in an email in 1988 to my parents and said,
early email,
you gotta adopt Joel.
I just got a good feeling about this one.
I got a good feeling about this one. And I think my daughter, Mitra, who hasn't been born yet, is going to
need a husband one day.
And it was scary. It was definitely scary for my parents to receive an email. They didn't know what it was. They didn't know who this man was.
No.
Sorry to this man.
But
the thing is about getting emails in 1988 is, even when you get an email from a stranger with like who you don't know and you're scared, you still have to sort of give it up to the good idea.
Yeah, well, at that point it's so scary that it seems like a sign from God and you just do it.
Yeah. You just go.
And actually, that is where the Nike slogan came from, was my dad emailing. He was like, just do it.
And then my mom read that, literally. She read the words, just do it, and she went,
and she came up with a swoop.
She came up with a swoop. With her finger, she went,
and that's actually how we made enough money to go to state school. That's how I made enough money to get a scholarship to drop out of Ohio State.
Which never would have happened had I not been adopted.
So. That's why that's number eight.
That is why that's number eight.
Number seven, Joel?
Yeah. Number seven. And this is a big one. This is a big one for us. And, you know, some people might share the experience of this. But I want to stress that this only really happened to this happened for us. To us. Other people might have experienced it as well. But let me reiterate, this was for me and Mitra. And if you experience this as well, that is fringe. And that is, of course, the 2005 release.
The 2005 what?
Rent. The 2005 release of Rent, the movie musical. Original cast and Rosario Dawson.
Yes. That happened to us for us.
To us, for us. Have you
this
ever heard
of... Imagine me, fucking, what is that, 12 years old. Uh-huh. Because reason says I should have died. Not knowing what AIDS was. Belting that in my room.
5 years ago.
There's only us. There's only this.
I mean, imagine who we would have been without the movie musical Rent.
I know, beyond the shadow of a doubt, I would be in my grave.
Yeah. I know, had I not seen that movie, I'd be all right. I would be all right now. No questions asked. I would be all right. Still gay, but all right. I think I've told you this story before, but I feel like I need to tell it because this is actually really funny. So as famously, I was like strange for my parents, like my senior year of high school because of the gay shit. And I went my first Christmas away from my parents. I went with my friend Kelsey to her extended family's Christmas, and her mom, Mindy, like put out the call to all the cousins and aunts and uncles and was like, we're having this boy coming with us for Christmas. And he's gay, and he's not with his parents because of that. And these amazing people, I show up at Christmas morning. They all got me presents. I open up the Rent movie soundtrack from some rando, Cadogan. I say, thank you so much. This is amazing. Get another present. There's a hush around the room. People are whispering. I get another present. It is the Rent movie soundtrack. And I say, that's... great. Who couldn't use two of these? Now people are really freaked out because I get a third present. The Rent movie soundtrack. And now we're laughing because the fourth present is, of course, the Rent movie soundtrack. And now things are sort of taking a turn and we're like, okay, this is getting ridiculous because there is a fifth present and it is the Rent movie soundtrack. I got five. Five Rent movie soundtracks that year for Christmas. Because what do you get a gay runaway teen but the Rent movie soundtrack?
And they were right.
They were right. And I would put them all on at the same time. Different songs.
One song, Glory.
The Tango Maureen. Incredible
stuff. I forgot about that.
Anyways, what was that number?
That was seven.
Seven. So you're number six.
Number six for me was you confronting me live on stage about my ex-boyfriend.
Wait, when was that?
That was early friendship. We were on stage. I know I've talked about it on the main podcast before, but it was formative for me. I would say this is like, you know, year one or year two of me being in New York. I would say new friendship. We have not hung out one-on-one at this point.
Yeah.
I am on stage just chatting with you at a show and you go, why doesn't your boyfriend come to any of your shows?
Oh my God, I remember that.
And I was like,
because I'm like scrambling, feeling like, wait, why doesn't he? And I go, I don't want him to. Heart splintering into a million pieces. I was like, huh, yeah.
Good. It's well, good that he doesn't.
It's good. Well, I do this every night. When could he possibly find the time to do it? I'm doing 10 shows a week.
To see even one of them.
And what? In that moment, I went, Joel tells me the truth.
And
I'll be live on stage.
Live on stage, live on pod. If there's no audience, why am I telling you the truth? It's so funny when there's not an audience, lies on lies.
Yeah.
Lies on lies. Oh, Mitra, I love the way you set up your house. This is the perfect place for the couch.
Okay, too specific. That was number six. Major moment
for both of us. Number five, another major moment for both of us. And I don't, maybe you have this on your list, but like I think this is a big one, and that is when we played Lovers on Search Party season 4. Christian lovers shared a kiss.
And what the
kiss.
What the listeners might not know, many kisses, because
many different kinds of kisses. Yeah, that's one thing that a lot of people don't know about acting is it's not theater.
And would you say that how did those kisses make you feel? Because you were the one giving me the kiss.
That is true. I think that they actually did not use the funniest version of the kiss. And that is, I think one of them is when we both had open mouths but didn't move. And just sort of went and just placed our open mouths on each other.
I think because they could see how wet I was getting.
Yeah, Mitra had to change her pants several times.
And that was a big, busy day.
Yeah. A huge day. We met our friend Harold that day.
King.
King Harold. If you will.
So that was huge.
And that was pre-podcast. That was before we even knew.
That podcast was just a blink in your father's eye. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, wasn't that twinkle? Just a blink.
Just one single blink.
But some might say that the podcast was conceived that day.
That very same day.
It wasn't.
We had to sing and play instruments that day.
Yeah, which I didn't know how to play.
Cold day.
A little bit of trivia for the listeners. Yes. Okay, time for number five.
Mm-hmm.
Number five. Number five. Losing virginity.
Losing virginity was a big one for both of us because it happened at the same time. Not to each other.
But we both lost our virginity on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
It was crazy. And we were of course at a party commemorating, sort of celebrating. Not that, celebrating 9/11, shut up. We were celebrating that we made it out of 9/11.
But that really is true for me.
Wait, really?
Yes. I on September 11th, 2011, I lost my virginity, and then I like sort of turned over and was like, oh no, I like realized what day it was.
And you'll never forget. You'll never forget. And much like 9/11, I was in Pennsylvania and I said, no. Much like 9/11, I said, like Mark Wahlberg, I said, if I was there, I wouldn't have gone down like that. You losing her virginity. Because if I was there, I would have stopped it.
You'd have said a day earlier or a day later.
Yeah. I would have said, let's roll back the page on the tear off calendar and then have sex.
Yes.
On the 12th.
You can wait one day, babe. Yeah.
Cause this is something you'll remember.
But really kind of the only thing I remember about the experience.
And much like 9/11, also it sort of reinvigorated Rudy Giuliani's political career when he found out about that.
He said, Misha Johari must be stopped.
Really galvanized, yeah.
Okay, so number four, Joel.
Number four, this is a big one, I want to say, for both of us. And that is the American Revolutionary War. Had this not happened, this was formative for both of us. Because I want to say the American Revolutionary War is the one with England.
Better be.
Yeah. And, this was, you know, the one with England.
If there was no America, we wouldn't be here.
We wouldn't
in
be
America.
Here. We would not be here in America. We would be here in a colony of what? England? We'd be speaking like this. Oh, we'd be speaking like this. And welcome to OG like Cat.
We'd be basically in a production of Sweeney Todd.
Worst Pies in London.
How about a little kiss, dear? That's Pirates of the Caribbean mode.
Yeah.
we'd basically going, right, why is the rum gone?
Yeah.
We'd basically be going, onions have layers, donkey.
Yeah. Well, that's Scottish.
Shh. Shh. I can't hear you. We're going to move on to number three.
Well, I wanted to say one quick thing about the American Revolutionary War. And that is, of course, Hamilton. That's all I wanted to say.
Enough said.
Enough said.
Honey, say no more.
You get it.
Okay. Number three. Mm-hmm. Of course, when we were seated directly behind Topher Grace.
My God. We talk about red letter days. Let's talk about red letter days.
Imagine. I've been away from LA for months. We haven't seen each other in person in even longer because of the pandemic.
Yeah.
We get dinner together. Last minute. We're scrambling to see each other.
I'm about to leave to San Francisco.
Yeah. We're about to miss each other. We have one small window.
One
song glory to see each other. We sit down at our table. Who is seated at the table next to us? None other than Topher Grace.
Topher fucking Grace. That 70s show.
Ever heard of it?
Yeah. How about that 2021 show?
Us. Me trying not to stare directly at Topher Grace for the entire meal. That's my show. Yeah. That's so my one-woman show, trying and to make eye contact with my dear friend.
How do you think I felt? I have done a podcast with Topher Grace.
You have?
An hour and a half long podcast with Topher Grace called It's Our Earwolf Sister, How Did This Get Made? He was the guest host.
And he didn't even say hi?
He didn't say hi.
That is crazy. I actually did not know this. I didn't know that you had history.
I was holding it back because I didn't want to make things awkward in case he did say hi, but I noticed.
Okay, that is actually why this is premium content.
Yeah. So you're on notice, Topher. I think he unfollowed me on Twitter too. I know. So there's a lot of drama.
Wow. Between me and Topher. What did you do? Maybe he found out that we were talking about him. Maybe he heard us say 30 times throughout the dinner, that's Topher Grace. Yeah. Oh my God.
That would be,
wow. Be okay. Crazy. I just thought of a bonus one. Okay.
Okay.
Number two.
Another big one that happened to both of us. The invention of penicillin, the antibiotic.
I want you gone.
I mean, again, this one is sort of goes without saying. Like, I know I wouldn't be alive without penicillin.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, have you ever taken penicillin?
Probably.
Yeah.
I assume.
I mean, penicillin was huge for me because of mold.
Wow, mold. Ultimate penicillin throwback moment.
Penicillin is mold, yeah. Penicillin is mold.
What does penicillin do regarding mold?
It is mold. It's
penicillin is mold?
Penicillin is mold.
Well, you really are a doctor. Yeah. I thought you were referring to when you had mold.
No.
Wait.
It did really make me think about mold in a new way, because now every time I think about mold, I think penicillin is mold. So ultimately, like,
what do you mean?
It's mold.
Okay.
Penicillin is mold. They scoop up mold and they make it into a pill and you take it.
Sure. I believe it. Good. I'm glad. Why not?
I'm glad you do. I worked really hard on this.
So I had one that I wanted to do for number one, which I shared with you, but I do kind of have two things that tie for number one.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, so first place number one is you getting mad at me for thinking that every single blonde woman at the Crazy Rich Asians premiere was Anna Faris.
That was a huge moment for both of us in our friendship. I think it, like, high highs, low lows. We both looked amazing. I think I still, to this day, one of the best pictures ever taken of me and you
look really good.
Is from the Crazy Rich Asians.
I agree.
It was also huge for us because neither of and that was really special to.
Because what?
You know?
Yeah.
And that was really, that really galvanized us and that experience. And you did think that every blonde woman was Anna Faris. And was she at the premiere? No.
There's no evidence either way. We don't know where she was that night.
99% it's possible sure that she was not there. At Crazy Rich Asians.
I swear to God, if I meet her in person, that's first minute. Were you at the Crazy Rich Asians premiere? Because at that point, because it's like, I know I'm gonna have 2 minutes with her tops in my life. that's the potential that I have. So I'm not gonna waste time.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna need to know if she was there. But we know that the four women that I thought were Anna Faris
at least
were. Not Anna Faris.
At least four women at the premiere were not Anna Faris. We know that.
We know this. That's all we can confirm.
Yeah.
Is that there were four women that I thought were her. And
that weren't.
And I know Joel knows this, but just for our listeners, I wasn't doing it to piss Joel off. Every time I pointed at a woman and said that it was Anna Faris, I believed that it was Anna Faris.
Believe women. What's the other thing? What's the tie? I actually forgot.
So number one, biggest thing that's happened to us is your relationship.
Me getting a boyfriend is huge for us in a lot of ways. My boyfriend is obsessed with you. He does think you are the funniest one of my friends.
I love him, and he, you know, he'll never understand how involved I was minute to minute in the courtship.
No. Every time you took a nap, did I text you and say it's over? Because he wasn't texting me back?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, my big thing is, like, you know, if you guys get engaged, if you guys get married, I will be putting up a PowerPoint of every time that he took a nap and I received a completely apocalyptic text from Joel. Shortly followed by, just kidding, he was taking a nap.
Really difficult stuff. But it's cool. It's cool to be able now to understand where you're coming from when you talk about wit.
and to be able to laugh about those moments.
I'm sort of, I don't know if I'm the wit or the Mitra in the relationship, but I have now reached to this point where I'm like, how disgusting and annoying can I be every day? And let's see where the line is. Now that I got him, you know?
Well, I think for me, it's like, I don't even have to think that. I just know that I'm being disgusting and annoying.
And I'll get there eventually. I'll get there eventually. I'll catch up.
Yeah.
Well, this is amazing. 10. Yeah, this was an amazing top 10 thing that have happened to us. And it could shift every year. I think we'll return to this one especially and see what the top 10 things that happened to us next year are.
Well, I've pretty much mined all the big stuff. So next year, you know, scraping the bottom of the barrel, it'll be like, I ran a really fast mile in sixth grade. But we don't want to spoil. We don't want to spoil. No.
Yeah, cut that out.
Oh my
Chelsea.
God. I actually can't believe. Well, actually, never mind. We'll save it. Okay.
Well, thanks for listening. Tune in next time for another episode of Bonus Care. We'll be counting down even more shit.
Can't wait. Thank you, Ryan. Bye-bye. Thank you, Chelsea. And most of all, thank you, Joel, for another wonderful experience.
Thank you, Mitra. Goodbye.
Bye.